Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What's up, y'all? I'm Bree. I'm the guest on Kicks in the Shit Show. Check it out.
What's good, everybody? We are back. It's your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby. Episode 61 the Roger Maris episode.
Okay. I like that. We're
like that?
Shaking it up a little bit.
Shake
there's
it up.
No. Bah, 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 bah. Okay.
Right. I kind of threw a little Roger Maris in there, right? What do you think? It's like a little cross sport, right, for us? Because we generally don't talk baseball on these streets.
No.
We talk basketball. But yeah, I figured why not, right? Let's do something a little bit different.
I feel like I inspired you with my baseball hat. It is not often that I wear a hat. I don't think I've ever actually worn a hat on the show. You know, shouts to our friends over at Haloed with No Daddy Issues hat, you know.
Well, what's so funny about that hat is it says No Daddy Issues, but like you look at it, I'm like, is that a Daddy Issues hat?
Nah, it's all about those girl dads out there. You know what I mean?
We got love for the girl dads. You know, it's a wonderful thing. Shouts to all the girl dads out there. You know, listen, you're raising some wonderful young women. Make sure you do it right.
I mean, you could turn out like me, you know?
That's
a win.
I don't
know why I always have to make it about me.
That's a win. Let us talk about a few things, Gabby. I know, look, we already know. Space Jam, A New Legacy, you will be out there in full effect seeing this
front
movie.
Front of the line.
Right. I will not, but shoes, of course, around that. We already talked about a bunch of like the Looney Tunes stuff that's come out. The LeBron James 8 Space Jams, right? I mean, did you see pictures of that shoe? What do you think of the LeBron James 8 Space Jam shoe?
So I love a good theme. I also love Space Jam.
Yes.
But you know how I feel about LeBron and about his sisters. It's so a little bulky for me, so I'm going to be polite today. You know, I'm in a really good mood. Had a nice relaxing weekend on Fire Island. Try the crumb cake at Rachel's. It is worth every one of those $7. But when it comes to the LeBron kicks, you know, I feel like from a collector standpoint, it's great.
Yeah,
the 8 is a great silhouette. It's one of LeBron's best.
It is. The South Beach, of course, as we know, is a popular one. Yep.
Am I going to go for it?
I don't think you are.
I also just, you know, I haven't had the best luck. So, you know, I like to play to the sneaker gods. And our man's Kanye over at Yeezy has a few things that I've got my eye on. Like, you know, I love those OG Wave Runners.
Yes.
So that is what I am praying to the sneaker gods for just in time for my birthday.
That's true. Your birthday coming up next month. Speaking of Yeezy, did you see Kanye in Paris at a fashion show with James Harden, a little baby? And there was a woman sitting next to him, unidentified, but I'm thinking it's Irina Shayk, you know, who he's been rumored to be canoodling with. But they all had masks on, so I couldn't see her face. I wasn't sure. And Kanye had the full-on, like, it wasn't even a mask. It was like a
hazmat suit.
Yeah. I was like, my guy, like, what is going on with you?
I don't know. I will say, though, like, Kanye is a genius as much as we want a dog on some of the things that he does. Like, my favorite, though, are the memes now that, like, Kim and Kanye are not together. I guess he really did, turn into her style.
Oh,
they're like,
of her fashion choices. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm curious, even like with Skims, like the fact that Skims is creating apparel for the Olympics, to me, that's wild. I think that's some of the Kanye effect, a little bit of the Kardashian effect, but I honestly think that is like a Kanye halo effect. Haloed effects.
I see what you did there. Look at you always shouting out our good friends at Haloed.
That's right.
So that was interesting. And speaking of James Harden, even though he is not currently playing basketball, NBA Finals. So, sneaker game is always something that people got their eyes on. So,
always.
Of course, it is the Milwaukee Bucks and Phoenix Suns. The Suns, at the time of this recording, Suns are up 2-1 in that series. Look, everyone knows the sneaker god, PJ Tucker, showing up to the game, right? He always got a pair on his feet and he's got a pair in his hand, right? That he rolls into the arena with. And that's part of the whole, like, entrance theme. And, you know, he had the Nike mags on the other day. Like, he's
fire.
PJ, we know, he's the sneaker king, like, in the NBA. But I saw something interesting. Devin Booker was lacing up his shoes ahead of game 3, I want to say. And I put it on Instagram and he's like, I ain't seen PJs with these, though. And it was a rare pair of the Kobe 4 Undefeateds. And I was like, oh. But knowing PJ, man, he might come out of the closet and be like, actually, I have the original artist sketched pair, or like some crazy shit like that.
And I had them draw your face on it like he did the other night. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I love about PJ Tucker. Like, he is so savage with his kicks, but he backs it up every time. And like, what a great story, right? Like, was playing overseas and now is in an NBA final. So from a sneaker perspective, We salute you, PJ.
Yo, man, PJ, yeah. And PJ, you know, not even just sneakers, but like his whole fit. Like, PJ always comes correct no matter where he is. So, shouts to PJ Tucker. Milwaukee Bucks are on the board, again, at the time of this recording, 2-1. Also in the NBA Finals, Giannis Antetokounmpo showed up before Game 3 in the all-black Air Force Ones. And like, okay, you know there's
statement.
That's a statement. There's certain things you do that like you're going to call attention to, and it's going to like, you know, now it's like, all right, what are you trying to say? Are you going to back it up, right? And particularly in basketball, okay, what are you going to, like, you know, how are you going to show out now, right? Like, he was already coming off a 40-point game in Game 2, but a game they lost. Shows up in the black Air Force Ones. Yo, this man came out, and as you said in our pre-show, because I was like, black Air Force Ones, that's serial killer type behavior.
He's going to murder that game. And that's
He sure enough did murder Game 3. He sure enough did. That was just an incredible performance by Giannis. And listen, if you're going to show up in the black Air Force Ones,
you got to deliver. You know
what I mean? You got, right? There's certain kinds of silhouettes that if you wear, it's like, all right, this is about to be something, right?
Like, it's like the equivalent of like pointing your baseball bat in the outfield. Right. You're going to the baseball
calling your own shot.
Calling your shot. Heard you, Giannis.
Heard you. No, he was something else in that game, boy, for sure. But it is cool. I'm loving seeing the sneakers and, you know, just what everybody's doing for the finals. It's, you know, it's another opportunity to showcase for these NBA guys. And you know, sneakers are such a big part of the culture, of course, of basketball.
I know. I'm not ready for it to be over yet, though, Gerard. I mean, I'm like pulling a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial here, hoping for overtime, hoping for this series to go as long as possible. I'm sure. I apologize in advance to every player that's watching this. It's purely coming from a fan entertainment standpoint. But I think just the playoffs have been really beautiful to watch, especially like once my Knicks were out, I took the emotion out of it. Even Atlanta was really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been amazing. Playoff basketball, I know we've talked about it before, is like an entirely different sport. And for people who dog on the NBA need to tune in to playoff basketball. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's different.
It's real different out there. And, you know, I do think, look, I don't, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, once the Suns went up 2-0, like the series was over. And I'm like, guys, like, I don't know, like, how long you guys have been watching playoff basketball, but when you win the first two games and you're at home, all you did was what you were supposed to do. You protected home court. That's it. Like, the old adage goes, a series does not begin until the home team loses. Well, a home team hasn't lost yet. So guess what? We still have a long series. And I did predict this. I said Suns in six. So it's fine. Like, we will have a, well, I believe we'll have a long series. So all good. Anywho, the final thing I wanted to talk about here in the opener was the winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, a young woman by the name of Zaila Avant-Garde. First of all, her last name is Avant-Garde, which is just
an amazing name.
Incredible, right?
Like, destined for greatness already.
Right? I mean, listen, that's your name. I mean, you got to be great, right? It's like the Black Air Force Ones. I mean, well, you got to show out. That's just what it is. And she was incredible. And what I loved so much about the moment was just the pure joy on her face when she won. Like, you saw the little kid, I mean, she's 14, right? You saw the little girl, like, catching the confetti, spinning around, and, like, all the interviews she was doing. It's like, I envisioned myself winning, and then, like, it happens, and all this amazing stuff. And then you also find out, not only is she obviously an intelligent person, oh, I'm also an elite basketball player. And it's like, oh, my goodness. Like, and you know, Gab, we all went to school with kids like this. Like, damn, why y'all good at everything?
Everything.
Right? Like, everything. And that's
and you're
her.
Nice, and you're funny. Like,
yes. There are some people who are blessed like that in this world, right? Mm-hmm. Now, they also put in a bunch of hard work. I did see one of the interviews where someone asked her, you know, well, how do you practice your spelling bee? Oh, I study about 16,000 words a day. And they're like, how long does that take you? Oh, 5 or 6 hours. 17 hours left in a day. And it's just like, I mean, but that makes sense, though, right? Like, she's very much like, that's not a big deal. Still plenty of hours in a day to work on other
that
stuff.
Mamba mentality.
To go to school. Oh, Lord, here we go. to go to school and work on my game and do all this other stuff. So anyway, it was pretty cool. And she has the Guinness Book of World. She has a couple of Guinness World Records as it relates to hoops, dribbling basketballs at the same time. She is phenomenal.
Athena.
Oh, yeah. And Coach David Thorpe of True Hoop, which those of you who, of course, follow my work there know, Coach Thorpe was looking at some tape of her. And he's like, oh, no, she's got game. Like, she's got game. She can play. So pretty cool for an eighth grader. So shout out to Zayla Avant-Garde on what's looking like great things ahead. And something I said somewhere else, this is now what's going to happen, right? It's the time where she's 14 and like everyone's going to want a piece of her, and like every brand's going to want to try to be like, how can we capitalize off her, right? Because that's what these, what people do. I just hope that like her family like gets the right team around her and they just let her be a 14-year-old and grow into and to develop into whatever it is she's going to be, right? Like we have no idea what that is. It could have nothing to do with basketball or spelling or whatever, but just let natural life sort of run its course, right? And not, you know, force her to do more things than she's ready for.
Well, that's what's so interesting about this time, right? And I know us older folks say this all the time, like very happy that we didn't grow up with social media, like really happy that Facebook didn't allow you to post all these pictures in college when I was there, because
that'd have been some suspect.
She was different then, you know. All I have to say, what a time to be alive. We were in the era of disposable cameras originally. Now it's like trendy to be all retro and stuff. It's so funny when I see disposable cameras out at the bars now, and I'm like, where do you even go to get that developed?
Right. Photo mark.
What's a photo mart? Exactly. But I do think it's interesting that I think, like, you know, I'm curious to see how her presence with social media. I also think it's a really great tool for people who use it in the right way to reach a new audience, to get exposure, to show off your skills and talents in a way that has never been available before. So I'm excited. I'm going to be watching front row with some popcorn.
Get your popcorn ready.
And courtside.
Oh, I see what you did there. All right, folks, stay tuned, because coming up next, special guest.
Ooh.
What's good, y'all? We are back. And Gabby, we are not alone. We are joined by sneaker lover, globetrotter, entrepreneur, trainer, baller, host, creator. I mean, damn, she got like 1,000 jobs. Brianna Green. Bree, what's up? Thanks for being on the show.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. So, you know, one of the things I love doing with guests, Bree, is really the first thing I like to ask a lot of guests is, a la one of my favorite characters in movies, in Brown Sugar, Sonali Ethan's character. So
throwback.
Yeah, throwback, right? And she always asks, when did you fall in love with hip hop? But of course, I'm not going to ask you when you fell in love with hip hop. I'm going to ask you, when did you fall in love with sneakers?
So I think when I fell in love with sneakers, I remember it was, I was about 11 years old. And I used to have, I mean, I've been playing basketball since I was like 4 or 5, but I never had like, you know, a dope sneaker. They were just like, I don't even know what they were at the time. But I remember my mom and my aunt took me to the mall, and they were like, we're going to get you some basketball shoes. I was like, okay. So I saw the 12 flu games, and I was like, Mom, I have to have these. So we drove separately, but from my aunt, and I was like, Mom, I have to have these. So she got them for me. I can't remember at the time how much they were. Then they were a lot cheaper. But I remember I was in the car and I unboxed them, and I was like holding them outside the car door, and I was showing my aunt, like, knowing that she was the one, she was there with me. So I had the Flu Gang 12s, and I wore them with like every outfit. Like, it wasn't even just my basketball, you know, shoe. I had to wear them with literally everything. And I guess that's when I fell in love with shoes, because since then it was like, after the Flu Games, I had the, which ones were they? The 13s. Yeah, the bread 13s. Okay. And I don't know, it was just Jordans, the retros, all the retros I had to have after I had the Flu Game.
Look at you. Your first pair were the Flu Game 12s. Wow.
That's a stunting from the beginning.
I was going to say, it's quite a shoe to be an intro.
I know. And then I had to go and like buy, once they came out again, I don't know how long ago they came out again when they released them. I had to buy them again. I was like, I have to have these shoes. It's only right.
I love that, though. That's something that we see with a lot of our guests, too, that they're like, the pair that they truly fell in love with, they're like, now that I have adult money, I got to get my hands on them again. So I respect that. I love that.
I do.
So what kind of baller were you? Or are you? Because you still ball.
What kind of baller am I? So I grew up, I loved watching Allen Iverson. It was Allen Iverson, and then it was Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's my GOAT. But growing up, it was Allen Iverson, and then I used to like study all the N1 mixtapes.
Okay.
So that's the type of player that
so
I am.
So you got handles.
I'm known for my handles, but just I've never been like that fundamental player. And I know at first my coaches would hate it, but then they were like, that's just how she is. Let her be great. So that's the type of player I'm just known more for, my flashy ball handling and, you know, that type of that, all
that. Was it how hard was it when your coaches really try to contain you and be like, look, nah, man, I need you to throw this two-handed bounce pass on the ground. Yeah. And you're like, nah, I ain't doing that.
They knew, like, literally, I feel like I had this conversation with one of my coaches not too long ago, just talking about how, like, they just had to let me do my thing. Because, like, I know you have to start out with fundamentals, but eventually I was just like, I had to spread my wings a little bit and let me just do me. But they accepted it.
I like it. And so how far did you let basketball take you? So did you play in high school? Like, what? How did the whole, give me your basketball journey. How far did it take you?
High school, we were back-to-back state champions. Ooh. Should have been back-to-back-to-back-to-back, but, you know, it happens. I went on to play college ball at UTEP. After that, I played in, where did I go first? Czech Republic. And then I went to Spain and then Mexico. And then I joined the Harlem Globetrotters, and I was with them for 4 years.
Indeed. Now, see, that's the thing, right? You can't. Harlem Globetrotters, we ain't trying to see no fundamental two-hand passes at the Harlem Globetrotters.
Nah, not at all. They do not want that. The flashier, the better. So it only made sense for me to join the team.
I love it.
I want to ask, though, because I'm a big Globetrotters fan, and I think, you know, in Gerard and I were talking at the top of the show a little bit about social media and how, like, you can use that to your advantage. And I think that's how we originally connected. And I think what I love about, like, your TikTok is you are you. It is flash. Yeah. It is like, oh, yeah, I can still make this jump shot in a pair of heels. Tell us a little bit about that evolution and, like, how you always keep it 100 on social media.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is always living in my truth. And that just goes for anything, just not even basketball, but just myself. And I'm definitely comfortable in my own skin. And I'm not scared, like, afraid or scared to just kind of think outside the box, especially with basketball. The heels thing was definitely out the box because I don't even really know how to walk in heels. Like, the last time I wore a dress or some heels was, like, probably in prom, and I didn't even want to wear it because I literally never have liked any of that girly stuff. But I just thought it would be fun, something different. But I just like to be, you know, innovative, creative, keep it fun. Keep it light and just have a good time doing it.
I like it. You also talked about, you know, how you're comfortable in your own skin. That takes time for a lot of people to get to that point, right? Because oftentimes I feel like in society, and it's society as like it's constructed in and of itself, but also people, us who inhabit society, we like categories and boxes because it makes it easy for us to describe things, right? Ooh, that's a lamp. Yeah, that's a table. That's a chair, right? Just push things in it so it's just easier to describe. So can you talk a little bit about sort of that evolution and how you grew to be comfortable in your own skin? Because I'm sure it wasn't like that straight out the jump. Or maybe it was.
Hey, listener. Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
No, it definitely wasn't straight out the jump. I don't know if you guys know, but I am in the LGBT, all that, in that box, mm-hmm. I guess. So that was something I had to, you know, come out with and be comfortable with. And eventually it was just like, you know, I don't know why I didn't do it a long time ago, just come out to my family. My mom was like, always knew, but she's just waiting on me to tell her. So she embraced it. My family embraced it. But I get it that, you know, it's hard to, you know, people have stuff going on. You never know what somebody's going through. And just, I mean, just to say you can do it, just be comfortable in your skin sounds a lot more easier said than done. But I just think be you, be comfortable. Don't be afraid to, you know, be yourself. That's all I can say about it. It's just, you know, you gotta get out. You gotta step out of that box someday. So you might as well do it now.
Yeah, no, I think you're right on that. Right? I mean, it's hard because every part of society is telling you what you need to conform into and what you need to do in order to be accepted. Right? In order to do X, Y, Z. But for you, I think probably what was majorly helpful was your family and your mother, especially. And I could just tell just by getting the tone of your voice that she's someone who's very important to you, right? Like her being able to accept you, like that was a huge weight off your shoulders. And not a lot of people are lucky like that, right? They don't, you know, parents try to like, you know, change them. And it's like, yo, nah, like this is me.
No, I definitely think it's important. I have a huge, like my family's always, it was not easy. My dad was a little kind of the exact opposite, but he did learn to accept me. And now he just knows like nothing's different. I'm the same girl, his baby girl, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of your family accepting it. But I know I do know it's not easy, but if you wanna, it's your life to live, so you might as well live your truth.
So I have a question for you. So I feel like you've had such an amazing career path, right? There's so many things on your resume, as we just talked about. Did a lot of that come from once you start to kind of own your truth? Like, how did the world change once you embraced that?
I think it just changed because I was just comfortable being me, being Bree. Like, I was always this happy person. And I think once I let all my truth out, I was just even more happier. I was very comfortable. I was okay with, you know, not wanting to wear dresses and be all girly. And I was okay being a tomboy. And I just learned that, you know, it's okay to be yourself. You shouldn't have to be anybody else's, you know, disguise from the world or what.
And I imagine that things opened up, because as you're saying that, it made me think of, I don't know if you guys have seen this, there's this Indeed commercial, and there's a member of the LGBTQ community who's going for a job interview, and the interviewer sits across from him and says, "Hi, I'm so-and-so. I use the pronouns he and him." He's like, "Do you feel comfortable sharing yours?" And the person's like, "Oh, I'm so glad you asked." They're like, I think there's something about when you are free to be yourself, the best you shines forward, right? So I'm not hiding. I'm not pretending to be, you know, or hiding or tamping down this part of my personality. As you said, I'm just being Brie, and everybody's like, "Ooh, this is I love this person," right? So it's just, it's all the radiate. Because like, I can feel it just through the screen. Like, you're effervescent, a big smile, like you enjoy life. Like, but I feel like if you're hiding, you can't do that.
No, definitely. Because it's like, it's fake. It's counterfeit. You know, if you're being this other person or somebody you really aren't, then like, who are you? So just be yourself.
I love your shirt, and I was about this to start the day. It says, "Don't ever accept failure." I want to push back on that notion, because in my opinion, we learn so much from our failures. So when you when you're wearing a shirt that says "Don't ever accept failure," what does that mean to you?
Well, I think in life, in sports, in everything, in life, you go through a lot of adversity. I did go through a lot of adversity growing up. And then when I played basketball, I had 3 knee surgeries, tore both my ACL. Mm. So it was just like, I think I get what you're saying, but also not accepting it is just, you know, I'm gonna get through it. I'm gonna make the best of it. Mm-hmm. Silver lining, all that stuff. I'm gonna figure it out. So I think in life, you just have to not accept it, and you can only go up. So. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Nile is not just a river in Egypt. I think if you use it as fuel, I'm the same way, so I respect it. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to let what's going on affect my energy, set me back. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of stuff to go through. And then to still be as good as you are, you would never know that you had any injuries, by the way, from the videos I've seen. So, like, I think that's fire. I think, I don't know, Gerard, you might have to re-switch your own little mindset there, you know, on the shirt.
My point, no, and I'm with her. We're saying the same thing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what I love about it, is that you use it as your fuel, use it to drive you, and by accepting it, it's like, that's how you move on and move forward, totally. Yeah. I love it.
Because she learned, right? I mean, that's the thing. You learn from those situations, right? Like, they teach you so much about yourself. They reveal character. There's all these amazing things. Ooh, something I want to ask you, Brie, I don't know if you've got a chance to see this. Have you seen any basketball footage of the winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, Zaila Avant-Garde? Have you seen any of that on, like, Twitter or social?
Yeah. You can't not. If you get on the internet, you cannot. It's funny, I met her a couple of years ago. Oh. She's been amazing. This is just like...
Now everybody else knows.
She's been doing this stuff. Like, when I met her 3 years ago, however long, she was doing that stuff then. So I was like, not surprised.
I mean, at all. I saw something recently. I'm like, wow, like, not just handles, but like, she can shoot it. Like, I'm like, look at this girl's got like a package.
No, she's different. She's the future for sure. I don't like whatever. I feel like whatever route she goes, she'll be great at.
Yeah.
So I saw somebody say she's going to be like the next president, but. And then somebody's like, she's going to be better than that. I feel like whatever she wants to do, she'll be good at it.
Vibe I get, because she did an interview and she said something like, I want to do something with like genomes. I'm like, wait, what? Like, who even talks about stuff like that? And like, I could also, she's like, I can coach in the NBA because I know basketball. I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. She's seen all that. I love it. I love it. All the confidence. And how old is she?
14.
14. Yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
For both of you, you have to love that from a young girl, right? Because so oftentimes women are taught, at least they were, and sometimes they still are taught to like tamp down that sort of like confidence. It's like, oh, but like for boys, like you allow boys to be arrogant, like you. But you, Brie, you love that she's so confident.
No, I'm all for confidence, especially if you can back it up, and I feel like she can back it up.
Absolutely.
But regardless, I think. As being a woman, it's all, you have to be confident in what you do, especially nowadays. Like, you know, you hear all the men stuff. Yeah. But like, as far as women go, you know, we've been doing this.
We do this.
Like, we've been doing this. But to have, you definitely need the confidence to do it. I feel like without confidence, you can't go as far, but she's got the confidence for sure. I love it.
I love that. I think, you know, to bring it back to sneakers a little bit, the kick that you rock, not just from a performance standpoint, add to that confidence, right? Like you feel like you're your true self when you're wearing things that you want. What are your favorite things to rock these days? What is your favorite kind of swag? What brands are you liking? What kind of kicks?
So as far as Jordans go, I love ones. I got some of my ones right here.
Preview for Shoe and Sell.
Sneak preview. So I love my ones. I love Air Force Ones. I like, those are my main. As far as hooping goes, I like plain and Kobe's low tops. I got some right here. I don't know if you guys want to see them yet. I love my Crocs.
Like Trey loves Crocs, boy.
I literally have all these shoes and I'll just wear Crocs.
Crocs is, it's a controversial silhouette, but like, I feel like true sneakerheads rock Crocs these days because they don't want their kicks in the house. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna rock Crocs. So ones and fours are my go-to.
Okay.
Like it.
I love it. So one of the great things about if you see your Instagram, it's just all the videos of you. And one of the ones I liked is you got a ball rack and you're like, well, nobody wants to rebound for me. Well, because I'm just, you're just firing up threes.
It's a flex. That was a flex.
That's all right. We don't listen. If you got it, flex it, right? Flaunt it. That's the motto, right? Like you said, if you can back it up, do it. So beyond basketball training, and do you train like people of all levels? Like, how does the basketball training part work?
Yeah, I've trained guys, girls, men, women, whatever, anybody interested. Even if I recently started training this girl who like had no experience with basketball whatsoever, and she's like 25 years old, and it happened because of COVID, and she's like, I want to just learn something new. Mm-hmm. So I was like, cool, why not? But I'm open to training whoever, because I'm still passionate about it. I love it. And it's just another way of being involved with it. So all levels and anybody just looking to get better or just have fun or get outside. So that's how I do it.
I think Gerard knows what I'm thinking right now.
What are you thinking? A K&S Beats in the Street?
I think we need a K&S Beats in the Street basketball clinic. You got to teach Gerard and I how to hoop.
And we head over to LA. We do a little workout with Brie. All right.
I'm down for that. Pull up.
Fun of us as much as you'd like, by the way. I gotta dust the rust off a little bit. But
I would never.
I mean, but she might, though. Okay. And that's cool. In terms of the content creation, like how do you approach putting out content and creating content? Like what is there a formula, or is it really more like whatever I'm into, what I like, that's what's going up?
Yeah, people have asked me like the formula thing, and I was just like, to me, it's just getting the content out. And honestly, sometimes I have like, you know, they're like writer's block. I have like creative block, just trying to come up with different things, new ideas, keep it interesting. But if I'm in a gym, I usually try to come up with something, especially if it's empty, because that's like never happens anymore. But just getting content out, like sometimes it does really well, sometimes it just does okay. But somebody usually likes it. So just having fun. Me personally, I'm going to have fun doing it. So that's really all I care about.
I like that.
What's your favorite video that you've shot? Like the one that was the most fun for you to make?
Dang, that's tough. The most fun, it wasn't even, there was one specifically with, it wasn't even one I intended on making. It was just somebody was recording it. And I was with the Globetrotters at the time, and I would go to schools and do assemblies. And at the end of the assembly, I'll pick a kid and I'll pick someone and I'll spin the ball on their finger. So this one, there was this girl, and she was, I think, she was mentally delayed. I think she had Down syndrome. So I picked her. Her name was Cassidy. I remember that. Her name was Cassidy. So I brought her up, and I had everybody cheering her name, like, Cassidy, Cassidy. And she was getting super excited, super excited. I spun the ball on her finger, and she, like, went crazy. And then she did this, like, little twerking dance. And
yeah, I love that.
That literally is my favorite video, and I barely did anything. But Cassidy, shout out to Cassidy.
I like it. It's about people, right? Like, with whatever you're doing, it's like, obviously, you talk about being yourself, but it's also bringing joy to others, right? And this sort of way in which you're enriching other people's lives around you. And I think, you know, it's corny, but like, people think it's corny, but it's true. Like, if you're like doing stuff in service of others, all that stuff comes back to you, right? Like, it's just, and you can see it, and especially if it's something you're passionate around, for you, it's hoop, whatever. It's like, yeah, this
contagious.
This is great. Yeah.
No, it's definitely pretty amazing. I think social media, I have a kind of like a love hate with it, because it's so like I don't like to always be just in the social media world or whatever, and just kind of take a break from that detox and just have real life. But social media is still pretty cool, because like, I have met people and people have followed me or DM'd me from all over the world. It's just crazy how like one little app can just make everything so small, like, and the community small, I guess. And I think that's pretty cool. Like, I never really go on live that much, but I did one time, and it was like, I was inviting people on, and they were just like, one girl's from Africa, one girl's like London, and I'm like, what the heck? So it's pretty neat.
Listen, man, the world is a small place in some ways, right? And technology makes it smaller, but it's so nice when you're doing something and it's people who share the same passions that you do, right? For something that's the wonderful like connecting piece of this, folks. Yeah. Stay tuned, because coming up next is America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane. Now, look, you guys already got a little sneak preview of some of the heat that Bree's got, so I know she's gonna have some fire for you guys. So stay tuned.
Boom.
What's good, y'all? We are back, and you know what time it is. America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. Shout outs to the homies, Chad and Adina Jones. They will be guests, return guests, coming up soon. So if y'all got questions for the sneaker god and goddess, feel free to drop them in the comments. Let us know, and we're gonna have them on to share more of their knowledge and more of the journey of Another Lane. All right, Bree, it's your show.
It's my show. All right. Yes. So we had a little sneak peek earlier. I told y'all I like the ones. So right out.
All right, we see you.
It's kind of bad because I wear these shoes like they're beaters. Is that, I don't even
know. No, I respect like, that.
I literally do everything in these shoes. Like, I will go hiking in these shoes. I will play that. And, like, I feel like as a sneaker whatever head, like, people would be hurt by that.
No.
Not on this show.
You do what you want to do, right? So if you want to rock those Travis Scotts all the time, do whatever it is you got to do.
Okay, and then I told y'all Kobe was my favorite player. These are my favorite basketball shoes. Kobe. Pro-tro, you know.
I love the Pro-tros. I love those.
Pro-tro, yep. All right, so let me see. Let's go.
We're going on a journey, Gerard.
Yes, we are going on a tour, folks.
So, I put some of these are... Let me flip the camera. How do you flip the camera?
Do a little switchy switch with the...
You could just spin it around.
That's what I meant by a switchy switch. You articulated that a lot better.
What did I do?
Technical difficulties. We don't see you. There we go. You're back.
There we go.
Oh.
All right. We got the one shattered backboard.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah.
With the ball.
The fours.
Yeah. So these, I need to charge them, the Nike Adapt.
Yeah.
Ones, you know, I like my purple.
Okay.
I think I had something. Oh, I think I have my Travis Scott's right there. That's the LeBron's.
Okay.
Whoa. With the basketball.
Toon Squad.
Yeah.
The basketball ones.
Oh, the Gabby, you like those?
My friend made these, so these are custom.
But okay.
That's fire.
Oh, Jolly. Wait, so I'm assuming Jolly Rancher is a favorite candy of yours, I'm assuming.
I mean, I feel like Jolly Rancher. Let's see. And then this is just light because I have my house in Florida, but
that display though is fire. I love the way that you have it set up.
I love it.
This is my girls right here, and then up here I got some more.
Yeah.
Horses.
Okay.
Steph Curry, Paul George, Giannis.
Steph Curry's the shot boy. All right.
Little Zoom freak ones. Dame, okay.
Zoom freak Dames, Adidas, NMD.
Okay.
I think these are another Nike Adapt.
Okay. So, look at you.
I like it.
That's a little something.
something.
Oh, these I wear on the regular too. These are probably my favorite right now.
Oh yeah.
I like them. I haven't taken those out of the box yet. I'm keeping them on ice still. Oh, but those are good.
I mean, you show up in them powder blues, it's like, all right, like I like it. It's a sunny day in Los Angeles.
And it's a beautiful rainy day that's 180% humidity in New York, per usual.
Tell the people about that lovely shirt you're wearing.
Shout out to DJ Def. DEAF, don't ever accept failure. He was one of the Globetrotters DJs, and he was dope. So I had to rock his brand a little bit because I stand by it. So shout out to him.
I like that. All right, and yo, this was great, man. We love talking to you. We'll have to have her on as a return guest because we're definitely going to do K&S Feats in the Streets out in L.A. where she schools us in basketball. But, like, I don't mean schools as in embarrass. Schools as in teach us.
Meaning I'm going to school you in basketball when we practice what we've learned.
All right, chill. Bree, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at BriannaGreen11, TikTok BriannaGreen11. YouTube, it's Bree Green TV, all that.
I love it. Folks, this was another episode of the Kicks and Shit Show. You know where to find us. We are part of the Count the Dings family on the Bomb podcast feed with, of course, Crazy Sexy Cool, the original Bomb show, Rap Names, Growing Up the Same. Listen, man, Woke Bros, we all out here at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms. And until next time, peace.